Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, John. Well, welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good morning.
Good.
All right. All right. Here we are into the season of fall, the season of change, which kind of coincides with our reading of Brennan Manning's The Ragamuffin Gospel as our current study here at Neighbors of Hope with our men. Because Brennan's really challenging us to embrace the grace that offers us a change. I'm just kind of playing that out a little bit. As of late, we've seen how Brennan talks about the need for us to embrace God's gift of grace, to acknowledge the giver of that grace, that God loves us as we are, not as we should be. And then he gets to a point where that grace, that expression of God's love, is in all of creation. And we need to be a part of that. And then he gets to where we are now, that there are some things that hold us back from really receiving that grace. And in a sense, he calls it counterfeit grace. It's fake grace. If we're not really trusting the real reality of that expression of love, we are hindered, and therefore we start pretending, right? We become fake, even to the extent that we pretend that we're sinners so we can pretend that we've been saved, that we're forgiven. Right? But what's really challenging in this chapter is his call for us to be honest about who we are in all capacities, right? The good, the bad, the ugly. And to be transparent about that. And so we've been talking on this, on how challenging that is, primarily because we see in ourselves that we put up these facades, these illusions of what we want people to see us as. We're not really being transparent about our true self. And what's challenging that we all agree upon before we went on the air is that takes a lot of risk. That's kind of a risky thing to do, and we have anxieties about that. And in order to get to that point to be honest about ourselves and be transparent about ourselves, we need to be vulnerable. And so our topic of today, out of that particular chapter in Brennan's book, is the concept of vulnerability. All right. So I just want to read a couple scriptures that speak to that Brennan has in the chapter, referring to our reluctance, but yet our need to acknowledge ourselves honestly and transparently. All right. He does cite from the first letter of John, chapter 1, verse 8. If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth has no place in us. All right? If we're not being honest with ourselves and our participation in sin, then we're lying to ourselves. And if we're lying to ourselves, then we can't have truth, right? That makes sense. He also cites from Mark's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 38 through 40, "Beware of the scribes. These are the men who devour the property of widows and for show offer long prayers." Again, it's kind of Brennan's way of using words from Jesus that Mark puts on Jesus' lips, that sometimes we do bad things, right? Devour the property of widows, and then we pretend, you know, in an act of prayer that somehow we're in alignment with God. Right? And then finally, he does make reference to the letter of James that really says we are called to confess our sins to one another. So, all right? So with those scriptures that Brennan shares, we can see that he's given us some insight from Scripture on really our call on receiving grace is to be open and honest, you know, to be truthful. And What do you guys think about, you know, how in your own life you've wrestled with the concept of, part of me really, really wants to tell you. I mean, we've all had that experience, you know, where you go to a family gathering, maybe it's on the holidays, or you even go to church, or you go to a reunion of some sort, I don't know, and they say, well, you know, hey, John, how you doing? And for a split second, you're thinking, like, do you really want to know? Right? And then we kind of say, well, it's all good, man. You know what I mean? And Brian is like, there comes this point, if we have to be honest with ourselves, and then we have to be transparent. So in moments like that, we can say, hey, it's all good, and we're honest with ourselves, like deep down inside, it's not. But how transparent are we being with that? All right? Are we taking the risk? You know, do you really want to know? And we all get it. There's appropriate times, places, and situations in which you actually divulge that. And a reunion, a holiday, or even church may not be the appropriate time. Right? So it's just a generalized example there. But I want you to share with our listening audience today on how you have wrestled, right, with vulnerability. Whether that be, you know, prior to coming to Neighbors of Hope, or just before coming to Neighbors of Hope, or maybe even before Neighbors of Hope, I'm realizing I'm becoming more and more vulnerable. I'm willing to take the risk to be more real, honest, and transparent. And it's a hard thing, or I look back at my life and it's like, you know, I don't think I really ever was. I don't know what that is, but I thought today, in alignment with what we've been studying with Brendan Manning's Ragamuffin Gospel, vulnerability would be a good topic. All right, so floor is open, gentlemen. Anybody have anything they want to share about their journey with vulnerability?
Well, for me, I think as I'm opening up and being more honest with self and others, that as I be more vulnerable to working out my problems and issues, and being Jesus-like, you know, it creates a lot of struggle in my heart and my mind, you know, because it's so easy for me to just say, I don't have to deal with it, just push it to the side. But I think my year that I've been here, I think I've come out a lot. I've got a long ways to go. But I know that it's all about that journey. It's all about being truthful with self. You know, I walk every day and deal with issues here at the mission that, you know, yeah, I don't have perfect days. Yeah, I'm, you know, wrestling with this. Yeah, I'm, you know, putting this out there. And but I do know that God loves me, you know, today. I do know that, hey, if I'm wrestling, I can pray or I can talk to somebody in my brotherhood or in my here. You know what I mean? I do know that I have the love today to become more of a man.
Yeah, so later in the chapter, Brennan cites Christian psychiatrist Gerald May. And Gerald says that, you know, if we're going to have faith in God, the greatest risk we're taking is to trust that God is good. All right. I think oftentimes in our journey of faith, we presume that. Right? And part of that's on our own experience of badness, whatever bad stuff we've had. We our experience is, I don't like that. But that concretizes exactly the point Brennan's trying to make, that if we're going to receive this grace, then we have to trust the giver. And without that trust in the giver of grace, we will never be empowered to take the risk to, in a sense, expose ourselves. Right? Right? And that exposure is honesty. That exposure is transparency. Yeah, thanks. Anybody else? Anything you want to share about your journey with vulnerability?
I think as far as vulnerability goes and being transparent with people, it's accepting the fact that, I don't know, then maybe God doesn't love you. But I'm just saying God loves you no matter what, is what I'm learning here. But maybe in the past, that's why I wasn't like that with people, if that makes any sense. Or maybe because people had a certain idea about me and the people I was around, so I just kind of acted a certain way to keep up with the pace of things.
Yeah, you bring up a really good point. Isn't it interesting, the way we tend to treat people or the way that we interpret people is the way that we tend to treat and interpret God.
Yeah.
That, you know, we'll sit here and if we're going to be honest before our listening audience sitting around this table, we probably all have a huge laundry list, right? Of stuff that we would probably just as soon take to our grave, right? That we could say that, if I was God, I wouldn't love me. And that's what I mean. That we start thinking, not that we are God, but we start thinking that I'm thinking like God thinks. And so if I wouldn't like me for what I've done, then there's no way God can like me for what I've done. And so to some extent, Brennan is introducing us to a higher understanding that, no. Right? I think we said it before. You know, God loves us as we are, not as we should be. But just because God loves us as we are, God's love for us doesn't leave us as we are. That's where this idea, this grace transforms us. Right? But we do have to be careful
right. On
how we take our perception of how God loves me and I project it onto how I love other people.
Sure.
And he maybe even, because if that's what I'm thinking God thinks about me, then obviously, you know, Joe across the room, right, or wherever I'm at, or Sally, or whoever,
sure.
That must be what they're thinking about me, because right. They know, you know, some of the dirt that I've done. You know, they see me truthfully, and God sees me, and I know, right, that relationship, so it's got to be the same way with God. And so, yes, excellent insight. Brennan's trying to squash that. And it's tough. This is part of our journey of being vulnerable. I mean, we got to take a risk that God is good, and part of God's goodness is, guess what? Even when you're doing your dirt, I still loved you. Yeah. Anybody else?
I think the thing about vulnerability, it's under... To be vulnerable is the need to open up, because before we get into becoming vulnerable, we're scared. We're afraid of afraid of being hurt more.
Uh-huh.
So we try to control the carousel in some ways. If you're set on a carousel, you know, at the zoo or whatever, you think you can control where it's gonna stop. You're trying to predict where it's always gonna stop. The reality is we don't have the button that stops it with us. So we have to, we always don't have that button right there for us to choose the location. But at the same time, if we become more vulnerable, we open up about, you know, being able to, one, to say no to when things that we know are wrong in our life, to say no to those, to admit that we are scared, and to let it out is just a start. It's a start to change. And that's really what we need to start with. You know, we'll get to the other stuff, I think, in our lives. We're truly honest. We'll eventually get to the stuff, and we'll get working on the real stuff, but you first got to make the first step. And most of us want to skip the first step and get to the healing. We want to be miraculously healed today, at this moment in time, rather than just being vulnerable and admit that we're in pain and we're going through some struggles, and it's going to take time. And everybody around us is not going to be perfect at that process.
Yeah, 100% correct. Which is a nice way to kind of complete this this edition of Word Made Flesh, because over the course of the next week, we're going to be studying freedom from fear. And yes, when we are anxious, when we're fearful, we're less risk takers. And we're really called to take that risk, to be vulnerable. That takes great courage. And so I would invite our listening audience to join us next week on Word Made Flesh. So until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farm Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry, Word Made Flesh. We're also in the process of establishing a women's and children's transitional housing program. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. And please join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.